Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Payne and Pendergast is driven by West Point Lincoln at Katy Freeway. 1 mile west of the Beltway, exit Kirkwood, under the giant American flag. It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, so let's refresh. It's always fun. I know we do a petty cast on Tuesday, but the truth is we get fairly petty on this show a decent amount, in a good way. And
doesn't sound like a character flaw at all to me.
No, not. It's good for radio. I will never not laugh at John Mara, the owner of the New York Giants. Just that Hard Knocks. I didn't realize he was just such a hump. You know,
what are we going to do about Saquon?
He's the generation that you worry about, because I believe he's the third generation, yeah, right, of the Mara family.
I think so, yeah.
It was Wellington Mara, and then whoever the next one was, and now John Mara.
I don't know. Yeah. He looks a little old to be the third generation. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but Wellington Mara founded the Giants in like the 1920s, okay, so it makes sense that, yeah.
Okay.
So the third generation is the one you worry about in family wealth.
Detachment.
Because that's where they're so far away from, yeah, you know. Now, sometimes it works out. The Rooneys have done very fine, all sure of that. But it seems like the third generation is where, like, okay, these kids, unless their parents really worked with them, didn't have to really struggle for anything in life.
Well, no.
And it's just, you wonder. And, but, you know, the genes have been diluted a little bit by various whores that the guys have married. And, yeah.
Right. Well, and now more.
Shout out to the Mara women.
Now more than ever. And the whores of New York. Now more than ever, at least as far as the most important part of any business, making money, NFL teams are on autopilot. Like, it's almost impossible for an owner to botch the making money part.
It's a trust fund.
Yeah.
It's a trust fund.
It's impossible for an owner to drive the business into the ground. You're profitable the second they turn the lights on in, yeah, March for the business year because of the TV contracts. So just to refresh, here was John Mara, owner of the Giants, on Hard Knocks, meeting with Joe Shane, the GM. This cut gets better and better every time we play it, where Mara is fretting, chewing his nails over the possibility of Saquon Barkley signing with Philadelphia.
And the running back, I think.
What's the latest?
Just on the Saquon thing.
I just got a text that Chicago's driving the price up and Philly's out. I don't know if that's true or not.
Mm.
Which I don't know if I'll make a couple of calls. I don't even know if that's gonna happen, but
I'm gonna have a tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philadelphia, I'll tell you that. As I've told you, just being out. I've been around enough players. So, but he's the most popular player we have by far.
Yeah.
By far. He gets really, yeah, emphatic at the end. Okay, so before we go back and dig into Mara again, the,
yeah,
part that I want people to focus on, I'm going to have a hard time sleeping.
Right.
If Saquon goes to Philly.
Which, to be fair to Mara, like, it sounds like he's got a better feel for everything than the actual GM.
Yeah.
But that goes back to, like, okay, then why does this how is this GM so kind of cavalierly trying to lead you down the primrose path and acting during that entire season during that entire Hard Knocks, kind of like, nobody's going to want him.
Yeah.
No, nobody, yeah, nobody's going to want Saquon Barkley, and certainly not the Eagles.
We'll circle, yeah, back to that, because in the umpteenth time we've listened to this, I heard something else just now that I want to dial back with you. But focus in on the, I'm going to have a hard time sleeping, because Saquon Barkley just signed an endorsement with Unisom.
I heard some of you were having trouble sleeping, so I wrote you a lullaby. Rock-a-bye, baby, awaken your bed. As the thought of 2000 swirls in your head. It sure is tough to lose sleep over football. Not for me, though. Good night to you all.
Lose sleep over 2,000 yards, obviously. He went over 2,000, yeah, yards in his last game. I mean, that is a... You know, that's it's a little uncalled for. Like, hey, man, that's a shot at the one guy who wanted to keep you in the building.
That's a good point, Sean. You know, like, you know what? Yeah.
It's kind of mean, and he's old. You're like, you're picking on old people here, you know?
It was Tim Mara who founded it, and then Wellington and the other son co-owned it, and now John Mara.
Now John, so he's third generation.
He is third generation, okay, yeah. Well. So, yeah, John Mara was fighting to keep you on that team, now he totally could have if he wanted to, you know, pull the Trump card. But he's trying to let his football people be football people.
He was your advocate, man. He was your advocate. What are you doing? I mean, it's really funny, and it's a good. It is a good example of capitalizing on just like a quote out there, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you're almost like the Hock-Tua girl, man. Like, you know, you had like one little quote out there from somebody else of all things, and you're able to cash in with a nice endorsement. Good for you.
I think the other thing about Saquon, too, I just never watched a lot of interviews with Saquon Barkley for whatever reason. But this year, I
watched a good team, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm like, oh, man, I didn't realize, like, that he's a, like, he's not your average athlete. Like, he kind of... Yeah. Like, I enjoyed some of the interviews I watched him this year. One of the ones was they had asked him about going for 2,000 yards, and he said something along the lines of, like, well, it's not something I was, overtly going after. And he spoke about it with a certain level of nuance. It was like, oh, he seems like he's 48 years old.
Very mature.
Well, and then Derrick Henry, too, as I sit here jealously looking at other people's players. Derrick Henry yesterday, they showed the clip of him getting the news that he was in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was kind of like, oh, cool. All right. Yeah, all right. Like, it didn't look like one bit like he was basking in the personal achievement or anything like that.
At all. And what was striking about that, I saw the same video you did, and what was striking about that is that they had a video. The Ravens apparently did a video of each of their – they had 9 guys get named to the Pro Bowl. So they did videos of the guys each finding out from. It must have been the GM, was it? It definitely wasn't John Harbaugh telling them. It was some member of the staff with the Ravens calling them into his office to tell. It may have been the OC, something like that. And Derrick Henry very nonchalant about it because he's been there before. He's looking to win a Super Bowl. Zay Flowers got called in and was in tears. You know, because it was the first time he'd been named to the Pro Bowl, and Zay was part of that class where he was part of those 4 receivers. That all got picked in a row in that class that year where it was, I forget the order, but it was like Jackson Smith and Jigba, Jordan Addison, Quentin Johnston, and Zay Flowers. And he's the first one out of those guys to make the Pro Bowl. He was super emotional. Derrick Henry's like, cool, man. Who else made it? You know, like he's picking away at his poke bowl or whatever he's eating from the cafeteria.
And plus, he probably also, like he knew he was going to make the Pro Bowl. It's aside from him having been to multiple ones before.
Right.
There's no chance in hell he wasn't going to be in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, Zay was probably surprised, you know?
I'm pretty sure it was Eric DaCosta. The only thing that it was, because I watched it real quickly, and I think... Because Eric DaCosta has been balding for a while, but I think the guy in the video was like completely shaved.
Yeah.
So good job, Eric DaCosta.
Yeah.
You went all in. You went all in
that.
On the baldness.
I can speak to that. So, hey, just to circle back to the Mara audio, because you and I have listened to this thing so many times because it's so funny. How about Saquon? Just play from the beginning one more time. Mitchell, I'll tell you when to down cue it. The Mara.
And the running back, I think.
Where? What's the latest? Just on the Saquon thing.
I just got a text that Chicago's driving the price up and Philly's out. I don't know if that's true or not.
Mm. Which I don't know if I'll make a couple of calls. I don't even know if that's gonna happen.
Okay,
but.
So down right there, like, okay, this is where each time we've listened to that, it sounds more and more like Joe Shane is just like playing the old "get out of my office, old man" thing. Like, I'm just gonna tell him something so I can end this conversation. Joe Shane did not want Saquon Barkley on the Giants this year.
No, that's it was 100%, and it was, and it, every time they showed it, it looked like Joe Shane. Just trying to tell everybody in the organization how unimportant Saquon Barkley was going to be. Other teams wouldn't think he was. Hey, it's really easy to go out and get a running back. Like all these things. And then immediately, before free agency even officially began, all the running backs were snapped up.
Yeah.
And they ended up with Devin Singletary for way more money than he promised they were going to be able to get Devin Singletary.
Who wasn't even their starter at the end of the year. Tyrone Tracy was their starter. The thing in there that to me was now in listening to it, 37 times is the biggest tell, like where he goes, I don't know, Chicago's driving the price up and Philly's out. I don't know. I'll make a couple phone calls. If Chicago's true, if you truly wanted to keep Saquon and there's a team that's driving the price up, the conversation isn't, I'll make a couple phone calls. The conversation is, okay, we got to figure some things out now. You know, like if you're truly looking to keep Saquon Barkley and you hear that a running back needy team, the Bears at the time, they end up signing DeAndre Swift, but that they're driving the price up, then you're at least going, okay, if what if we need to go from 12 to 14 million to keep him? You know, where does that money come from? You know, or if I'm the owner, I'm like, okay, the price is going up, so what are we doing?
Like, the other part of that series though too. So it felt like he was trying to make the owner think that yeah, they were interested in keeping him. Well, meanwhile, he's telling everybody else in the organization, hell no, we don't want him. But the other dynamic was, well, we could franchise tag him and we could trade him. And his argument to those people who suggested that was, well, who's going to trade him? And I went through that last year, and it took years off my life.
Yeah.
It was too hard. It was uncomfortable for you?
Yeah.
Sorry. So you don't want to pass up the opportunity to get a draft pick back?
Yeah.
And the way the running back, and now look, the running back market like came back with a vengeance this year all of a sudden in free agency. But, so, you know, maybe he shouldn't realistically have been able to determine that, but like him just flat out saying like, oh, that was hard. I don't want to do that again.
That was off-putting, for sure. Speaking of free agency, Alex Bregman's market is stagnant. It would appear. It doesn't look like he's getting the $200 million, at least not anytime soon. What are the things that could be scaring teams off of paying Alex Bregman $200 million? I'll bounce my list off of Seth. We'll do that next.